Okay, welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, guys. Your live 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. I am back from over a week-long trip to Austin. It was incredible. I had not only an amazing time, but it was a game changer for me and my business in terms of my understanding about marketing, Facebook advertising, scaling with Facebook advertising. So I'll be actually doing quite a bit of training on the things I learned at this incredible mastermind that I did with basically the top people at Digital Marketer, the people that are responsible for running the Perpetual Traffic podcast. And, you know, if you guys want to know more about that, you go to digitalmarketer.com/podcast. And so it has, you know, millions of downloads, and these are the experts in our space right now as it relates to traffic generation, specifically Facebook. And I got to spend 5 days with them and watch the Super Bowl with them. It was pretty awesome. Molly Pittman, Keith Krantz, Ralph Burns, and their entire team were absolutely awesome. And really, they gave us a huge gift. We paid quite a bit of money to go there, and compared to the value that we got, you know, it pretty much the price paled in comparison to what we got. And hopefully, I'll be doing some training for our VIP members at Elite Marketing Pro. Very soon on that, but I do want to give everybody a little bit something of what I got over at the Dominate Web Media Mastermind that I was at, and so I wanted to kind of just share a little piece of one of the most important topics we discussed, and that is the five stages of market awareness and how to sell to them, how to go about selling and communicating with people at these five different stages. So, in regardless of what market you're in, if you have a product to sell, very likely that product provides a solution to people. And so how do you market to different people on different awareness levels, all the way from the person that knows your product and loves your product to the person that has no idea that they even have any problem to solve with your product? So that's what I'm going to talk about here on this live. Now, before we get started, I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Fernie Ceballos. I'm a lead generation and online marketing expert, specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, rec sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses, and have helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars in network marketing, direct selling, affiliate marketing, and just whatever niche they're involved in collectively. We've helped people make hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's what we're here to do today, you know, impact more lives and have you guys become our next success story. Now, if you're new to our broadcast, I highly recommend you subscribe to these lives. As you're going to see, we give a ton of value during these lives, and so all you need to do is there should have been a notification somewhere in the comment section where you could actually choose to follow us, and if that doesn't show up, then in the top right corner, you can just click and a little ellipsis symbol will show up. That's a dot, dot, dot. Click on that again, and you'll be given the option to follow us and also turn on notifications every time we go live. This is how we deliver our most impactful content, so you definitely want to do that and follow us on Facebook. And also, you'll want to check out some of the previous content that we've done for Daily Dose of Awesome. We invite six-figure, seven-figure, and even eight-figure producers come on and deliver some impactful training. This is kind of like our daily wake-up call, except it's not just about motivation, it's also about impacting your life in a very significant way in a very short period of time. And so with that said, I'm going to just you know, check to see if I'm actually live with you guys.
And it's also about,
hey, what's up? Hey, Mona, Wendy, Tracy, Robert, what's up? Hey, Michelle. Awesome. So good to have you guys. I'm so happy I'm back. Again, my first live in about over a week. And so I just want to make sure that I brought something home for you guys. So our EMP members at Elite Marketing Pro are going to get more in-depth training on the stuff that truly is going to revolutionize how we do traffic here at EMP, both for ourselves on the corporate level and also for you, our affiliates and members and students that are you know, working on promoting your own products and services and opportunities. So with that said, let me hop right into the content, the five stages of market awareness. Now, I want to ask you first a question. Have you ever noticed that it's easier to sell to some than others? Like, it's easier to recruit some people. If you've ever recruited somebody into your opportunity, some people are just like, hey, let's go. I love it. Let's do this. They're just easier. They get it. They're easier to recruit. And then other people are just like, no way. You know, I have no issues. I love my job. What you're doing is a scam, whatever. And then there's some people in between that are like very like, I'm not sure. And they kind of have to, you know, they're thinking about it, and they're the type of thinkers. What that's representative is a different level of awareness, and not just awareness of a product or opportunity. It's awareness of a problem in their life, or a lack of awareness, an unawareness. And so I want to actually walk you through the different stages of awareness. And this is actually something we reviewed at the mastermind that I was at over the past week. On traffic, but before we even got into traffic, we spent a lot of time. In fact, we spent the first 2 days almost exclusively on developing our hook, which is essentially a way of saying that developing our headline, that attention-grabbing copy that's going to show up on our ad, that's going to grab people's attention. And that hook, that headline, that piece of copy, that the copywriting, and I don't mean copywriting from a legal sense, I mean copywriting from words that sell, things in an ad, words that go in an ad. That's what copywriting means. And so, the stuff that they taught is not new. They actually got it from this book here called Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz. I just got this book. I had not gotten this book because it's actually a rare book. It's very difficult to find. It's out of print. This copy cost me $500 to grab. And I finally, said I just have to get this book because not only is, my mentor Tim Irway talk extensively about the contents of this book, but also, at this event, the best traffic guys in the world are studying the best copywriters in the world, and that should be no coincidence. And so I got this book, and in this book, it talks about the five stages of market awareness, and they taught this at the event as well, and of course gave credit to Eugene Schwartz. And so I want to walk you through it to the five stages. So, this is basically about a chapter or half a chapter in this book, and I'm going to summarize it in this live as succinctly as possible. So this applies especially if you're doing any Facebook post, whether you're doing free or a free post, or you're doing sponsored post, meaning paid advertising on Facebook, or any other medium for that matter, you need to know how to write to different types of audiences, from unaware to the most aware. Now let's talk about the people that are unaware. People, the part of the market that are unaware, which is actually your biggest market, that has the biggest potential, also is the hardest to communicate with and draw in, because they're not only unaware of your product or opportunity, they're unaware that they even have a problem. These are the people that maybe have given in. No one's life is perfect, so obviously everybody has problems, but maybe a person is in denial that they have an issue. They don't like their job, but they feel like there's no other option, and that's where they're going to be. And so they don't really consider it a problem. They don't, maybe they're overweight and low energy, but they just kind of resign to the fact that, I'm getting old, so no big deal. And so they're not even aware that it's a problem. They just accept it as a fact of life. Or they just don't believe they have a problem at all. So the unaware market is the hardest market to communicate with. It's not the market we start teaching you on how to communicate with at EMP, but in your communication, you have to be able to make them aware that there's something going on in all our lives, that just because you don't like your job, you don't accept it as part, a fact of life, that there's people that have done something about it. And so in your communications, you should be telling stories. And don't even mention your product, don't even mention your opportunity, don't mention price points, don't mention any of that. What you're trying to do with the unaware market is push them into the problem-aware market, which is the next stage. So you do that by basically sharing stories with them and inspiring them and connecting with them on that level. And those people, you're not going to be closing right away. You're not going to be, next tomorrow you're going to be selling something to them. Very unlikely. That's something that, this is the person that you're going to have to constantly be in communication with. So that's the unaware market. They don't know they have a problem. They aren't even aware of solution for a problem that they don't even know they have. Now the next stage number two, is the problem aware people. So they know they have a problem. They aware they have a problem, but don't have any solution. It's the person that is sick and tired of their job. They hate their job. They're just like, throwing stuff against the wall because they're pissed off so much. But they just don't know of a way out. They don't know that there's, they might not even know of a solution out there. And sorry, there's some construction going on behind me. So those people are problem aware, but they're not solution aware. They haven't looked at any options for solving their problem. So you have, the way you speak to them is first and foremost, you have to start where they're at. Where they're at is they have a problem, and you address that problem. You let them know that you understand how they feel. You understand their situation, and that there's, and then you start, your goal is to make them aware of a solution. So you know, bring them in by basically talking to them about their problem, that this is something that people have been able to solve in the past, and intrigue them in that way. So again, they don't have a solution. They haven't been shopping around. If it's somebody that you maybe just met that doesn't like their job, say you're prospecting whether online or offline, and they just never knew that this industry existed. They never knew that options like this existed. They didn't know network marketing existed. They didn't know affiliate marketing or internet marketing. They didn't know any of this existed, so they didn't know that there was any option, and they were like resigned to just kind of live their life the way it was. And so your goal is to make them aware that there's actually options and a solution. So if that didn't give it away already, stage number three is solution aware. These are people that have shopped around. For example, if you're prospecting, there's somebody that may be aware of network marketing and maybe have done it before, but they're not aware of your solution. They're not aware of your product or opportunity. They're not aware of what you specifically promote, but they're aware of the industry. They're aware of products that are out there. And maybe they've tried other products before. So maybe they're using the products of competitors, and your goal is to try to like bring them in. That's some this is the place between problem aware and solution aware is where we focus most of our training under, because this is the lowest hanging fruit. This is the easiest market to deal with. Especially people solution aware, especially people that already have been in network marketing, they're the most likely to want to, you know, sign up for a network marketing opportunity again, because they already, have some level of belief in the industry. They've seen other people succeed. They've seen people cross stage, but maybe they're not aware that it's a possibility for them. And so that those people you engage, this is what we teach inside the Attraction Marketing Formula, selling to people that are already using a similar type of service. If somebody's done a weight loss program, they're very, very likely going to want to do other weight loss programs if that program didn't work out for them. If somebody already tried energy supplements, very likely they're going to want to check out some other energy supplements, and so on and so forth. The next stage is, which is what you're doing when you're talking to people that are aware of the solutions to their problems and maybe have already tried other solutions, but they haven't tried your solution. You're trying to move them into stage four, which is your solution aware. And your solution aware means they're aware of your product, but still not sure. So now you've made them aware of your product. They knew about, in the previous stage, solution aware, they knew about other options. They didn't know about your option. In this level, they know about your option. They know about your product, or maybe they know about your opportunity and what you offer, but they're not sure. They need a nudge over the edge. These people are going to be influenced by testimonials and case studies and special offers. Things that are just going to push them over the edge. So they're aware, for example, here at MP, we sell training. We provide memberships and resources for people to expand their home-based business. And so there's a lot of people in the market aware of Elite Marketing Pro. So if we wanted to talk to people out there, we would want to show them, the success stories inside of Elite Marketing Pro and all the people we've helped produce hundreds of millions of dollars. And that would be enough to push them over the edge, hopefully. That's a strategy you go with the people that are solution aware, you're solution aware. So that's stage four. Stage five is the most aware. And the most aware are these people just want a deal. They know your solution is going to be for them. They're like, I know I'm going to do what you're providing me. I know I'm going to, if I decide to go on this a weight loss kick, I'm going to use your product. Or if I decide that I want to, when I decide that I'm gonna, start growing my business, my side business, and that second income, you're the person I'm gonna call. For these people, they don't need convincing. They already believe that what you provide is awesome. They just need a deal. So those people, you just pretty much give them a discount, or you give them a reason to take action right now. And there's no convincing. You don't need to sell them on the benefits, or you don't, you know, case studies won't do anything for them. Showing them all the people that are making money inside of your program won't do anything for them. They're looking for an opportunity, a window, a deal. And so this, for this market, you guys see this type of advertising all the time. When you see, advertisements for a department store, and they're saying 50% off on Levi's jeans. We know they're Levi's. A lot of us already use Levi's, and we, you maybe our current Levi's are wearing out, and we need more jeans. And when we see that ad, we go, ah, I'm gonna go get those jeans because they're 50% off. But most aware people don't need a lot of convincing. The copywriters for this type of ad don't need to be very skilled at all. And so pretty much as you saw, the from unaware to most aware, the level of copywriting skill, meaning the ability to sell through print, through words, or even in person, varies. On the unaware, you have to be the most skilled, and on the most aware, you have to be the least skilled to communicate with those people. And then there's, you know, everything in between. And so hopefully that makes sense. Let me just recap real quick the five stages. And if you want to learn more about this in depth, Breakthrough Advertising is the book that this is based on. I'm sure you can actually look up online, probably some summaries on Breakthrough Advertising so you can dive a little deeper. But stage number one, unaware. These are the people that aren't aware that they even have a problem. Stage two, problem aware. These are the people that are aware they have a problem, but they don't know what options are out there for them. Stage three, solution aware. They're aware of solutions out in the marketplace, but don't know about your solution specifically. Stage number four, your solution aware, meaning they know about your product or opportunity or whatever you're promoting, but they're still not sure. They need convincing that it's going to work for them. And stage number five, most aware. These are the people that believe in what you have, and they just need a good deal in order to take action. And so hopefully that makes sense and that helps. And this is going to guide your advertising. I recommend watching this live over and over and over again, taking notes on all the different levels, and think about how you would speak to people at the different levels. How would you speak to people that have a problem versus how would you speak to people that are already using a product of a competitor? Or how would you speak to people who are already aware of what you have? These are different ways of selling. I'll give you an example and then we'll wrap up. So one of the examples that we talked about at this mastermind with the people at Digital Dominate Web Media and Digital Marketer was they were trying to build out this imaginary business on ketogenic living, so ketosis, so how to lose weight using different ketogenic strategies. One of the strategies specifically was intermittent fasting, meaning you don't eat for 16 hours out of the day, and then you only eat during an 8-hour window. And apparently this kind of mimics a natural pattern that Paleolithic man or the caveman would eat. They would eat during the day and then they would pretty much fast at night because they didn't want to go out and hunt and find food because they might die. So this is intermittent fasting. It's a weight loss strategy. Now there's a lot of things that are called ketogenic. And so apparently some of the examples that they gave us was basically, people that are already aware of ketogenic lifestyle, so people that are already aware of ketosis and that it can help them lose weight if they use this type of intermittent fasting. And so when you're promoting a product to those type of people, you're using the word keto intermittent fasting or ketogenic stuff or ketosis. You're using words that market understands. So these people are solution aware. But he has a particular product that he wants to introduce them to help them with that process and make it a little easier. So his market that he's speaking to in this particular ad are solution aware. They're not his solution aware or your solution aware. So that's, you know, that's why his ads are talking to people who are already familiar with that world or aware of solutions, but they're not aware of his solution. Now, if he wanted to promote that brand and that product to people that are in the problem aware phase, meaning they want to lose weight but they don't know how, then that would be considered problem aware because they don't know that they don't know what ketosis is, they don't know what ketogenic living is, they don't know what intermittent fasting is or any of this stuff. So he'd have to speak to those people on the level of, hey, do you want to lose weight? Here's an easy way to lose weight that doesn't require you to change your diet very much. You can eat whatever you want, whatever. You know, click here to learn more. So I hope that that little example makes sense. It's the difference between understanding of just, you know, problem aware is somebody just wants to lose weight and be healthier. Solution aware is that they're aware of the methods that you're already involved with, but they're not aware of your product. And of course, your solution aware would be somebody that's already familiar with your company and your product, but they just haven't bought in yet. So hope that example helps and provide some clarity, guys. And again, now it's your time. Think about when you're writing to anybody, whether when you're prospect or anybody, where are they at and how do you want to speak to them? And how do you start that conversation? And how you start that conversation will be key to either drawing them in or repelling them. Because the unaware person doesn't care what discounts you have going on in your company if you don't meet the needs of the other stages in between. So that's my spiel for today, guys. This is what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro, provide more training inside our members area. If you want to learn more, go to elitemarketingpro.com. And you'll learn two things. You learn how to do social media recruiting. We have a free ebook, a guide on how to recruit through social media, so you can use some of these strategies when in your Facebook post. And also, we teach online marketing for network marketers on how to actually create an automated lead generation machine. And you can use a lot of these strategies if you're using it's what we call attraction marketing. And so to learn more about that, go to elitemarketingpro.com, download our free courses that we have there, and learn more about everything else that we offer here at our membership. And for VIP members, more training is coming as it relates to what I learned at this mastermind. We paid, between my Matt Barron and myself, we paid over $10,000 to be there. They could have easily charged $60,000, and we'll be distilling that content and providing it for you guys inside our membership. For VIP members. So we will talk soon about all this stuff, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.